Well, howdy guys, and I agree with everything that's said in this video 110%. And it's ironic, it's said by a femme.
Feminists are mainly white, middle-class female liberals who have no idea how the real world works and yet want to advise you on how to live in it. Let me go through your complaints. Feminists want control over their bodies. You win. You have 12 types of birth control, and you can actually Uber Eats a Plan B. You have abortion on demand, and in the states that it's not, it's simply a weekend trip. You have aborted an eighth of the world population. You win. Feminists wanted to fight against rape culture. You win. If a woman is raped, assaulted, or if she revokes consent after the fact, she has the power to get a man fired from his job, kicked out of school, or thrown in jail. You won, feminists. Women want to be free of traditional gender roles, fine. Men invented the dishwasher, the Roomba, the air fryer, fast food, and Uber Eats. There are meal prep services and cheap restaurants. You win. Women wanted to have a career first and get married later in life. Men allowed women to come into the workforce and have millions of dollars in funding, pushing women into male-dominated fields and scholarships, and invented IVF to give us another 5 years of fertility. The husbands pay for the IVF, and they are pushing to get it taxpayer-funded. You win. Women wanted to be sexually liberated instead of getting married. Men invented Tinder and Hinge so random men can literally come to your door. The men from your hometown are not good enough. Men invented social media so you can get flown out by the highest status men in the world. Women did not want to work labor jobs, fine. Men invented social media so you can talk into a microphone and get paid. You can now work from home so you can have a family and be a mom. You can make money selling your nudes on the internet and become a billionaire. Women did not want to give birth, fine. Men invented surrogacy so another woman can do it for you. Women wanted to be thin without working out, now you have Ozempic. You want to look younger, fine. Men invented Botox, hair dye, filters on your phone, nose jobs, Anna knows, plastic surgery, lash extensions, makeup, and AI to make you look thinner.
You win. Should look into it.
You can now wait till 40 to have a baby, freeze your face, work in an air-conditioned office, earn a living sitting on your ass, getting fat, spending money you don't have, marry someone to pay it off, divorce him, put him on alimony and child support, get a Roomba, abort your kid, have unprotected sex on camera, get paid for it, order any cooked food to your door, get a self-driving car, and then complain to men that they caused you to be lazy and fat. You are now empowered to have 10 abortions, bang 300 men, take a DEI position that pays $300K a year, Uber Eats a Plan B, study underwater basket weaving, and get sympathy when your degree pays no money. Feminists are spoiled, liberal, progressive women that have no idea how good they have it. You guys will never be happy until men are nothing but empty shells who are slaves to the system, fueled by feminists' selfishness, spending habits, and poor choices. Feminists don't care about equality because if they did, there would be equal rights for men. There would be equal men's shelters. There would be equal funding for men's cancer. There would be real equality. I checked 20 different feminist websites and have not found one that mentioned a single issue that asked for men to be equal. It only asked for special treatment. Feminism has empowered women to destroy this country through the death of 1,000 cuts. Feminism is not about equality, it's about insidious domination. It has been a slow creep to where women are complaining about their non-existent oppression. Men have figured this out because they're highly adaptive and the math is not mathing. I am curious to know feminist plan when men refuse to stop providing, protecting, and maintaining the civilization you enjoy corrupting. Feminists are about to fuck around and find out. Feminists have won. You destroyed every single male group that used to be strictly for men, like Boy Scouts. You can falsely accuse men of rape, harassment, and endless lawsuits. Feminists have more political power, voting power, and spending power than any other group. Everybody caters to you. Corporations cater to you because women are the primary purchasers. Politicians because they need the vote. Men have to pay child support to a rapist. Men are not believed when they're abused. Men have to die at work and at war. Men have to pay child support for for 18 to 21 years. Men have to register in selective service. Men are not given additional consideration for college admissions, jobs, opportunities, and scholarships. Children are not DNA tested at birth, leading to paternity fraud, which is not prosecuted at all. And men will more than likely deal with this in their lifetime. Men are the majority of the homeless. Men are the majority of the suicides. Women can hit men, and men can't hit back. Feminism has empowered women to destroy men, and congratulations, 1.6 million men have committed suicide. What more do you want, Anna?
All right. That is the debate. Let's give it a big hand for these two debaters.
Thank you.
Well, there you go, guys. I couldn't have said it better myself. Let me know what you think, guys. Take it easy.